One of Japan's most revered sports is fast falling from grace as some of its star athletes are caught up in a gambling scandal tied to organized crime. The ancient sport of sumo wrestling is supposed to be above reproach. But after the Sumo Association fired a top wrestler and coach for betting, Japan's public broadcasting network declared for the first time in nearly six decades that it would not air a sumo tournament. For more on the scandal, we turn to Doreen Simmons in Tokyo. She's a longtime commentator on sumo for Japanese public broadcasting. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to be talking to you, Renee.
Okay, so what we have here is wrestlers, gangsters, making bets. Give us the details, please.
Well, I mean, the real big problem is the involvement of the Yakuza, the Japanese organized crime syndicate. The first indication that they were involved big time was when a pulp magazine published a piece about Yakuza getting their hands on some of the best tickets in the house, this time last year in Nagoya, third row from the ring. And how did they get the tickets? Two sumo elders, one a stable master and the other a rank-and-file coach.
Right, and so then that's led up to this current scandal, which is exactly what? What was the betting?
Well, foreigners hearing about it for the first time, it was betting on Japanese baseball games. You know, we'd have understood if they'd been betting on sumo results, but they weren't. It's not a Pete Rose affair. Sumo wrestlers had been wined and dined and encouraged by middlemen, usually the sumo hairdressers or less important sumo people, to try that, you know, to have a flutter. And the money built up and built up. And when they were either winning or losing big time, then the middlemen started saying, well, you know, you've been betting against the Yakuza. And they don't take very kindly to this sort of thing. You'd better pay us hush money to keep it quiet. That's where the trouble began.
What was the public reaction to all of this?
Well, the public reaction was pretty strong. The tournament is going on, but nearly all the big sponsors have just pulled out, so there's less prize money to go for. And, of course, the refusal to televise the live broadcasts and just put a digest on as soon as it's over, that is hurting the people who would normally watch anyway.
So all in all, has this dealt a fatal blow to the sport?
Well, we hope not. Those of us who have given, you know, an awful lot of time and energy to study it, we certainly hope not. But sumo has been through bad periods before, and it's always come through. But this time, we have to hope that that it will come through in a somewhat different form. It's a great pity because there's still an awful lot of good in sumo. Lots of people admire them and look up to them with their old-fashioned hairstyle and their traditional clothes. They do have a special position in Japanese society and increasingly among foreign fans as well.
Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Doreen Simmons speaking to us from Tokyo. She's a longtime commentator on sumo wrestling for Japanese public broadcasting.